Chapter 12, Shakespeare in Heaven. The three friends began to walk back up into the opera house. Suddenly, Gabriel looked at the ghost.
Sir Arthur, you're changing,
he exclaimed.
What? What?
It's true,
said Emily.
Look in the mirror.
There was a mirror on the wall of the corridor.
I'm a ghost. You can't see ghosts in mirrors,
replied Sir Arthur.
Please, just look,
Gabriel insisted. Sir Arthur wasn't happy, but he looked in the mirror.
By Shakespeare, I can't believe it.
Gabriel was right. Sir Arthur was changing. He was turning into a real man again. It was Sir Arthur Cardiff, not a ghost, a real man like he was when he died. He looked at his hands with astonishment and then looked at the two cousins.
What's happening?
He asked.
You've won, Arthur,
said Emily.
You took good care of Pemberley, and now you've won. You're not a ghost anymore. You can die in peace.
Then I must thank you before I go,
said Arthur. His dark blue eyes were shining with tears.
Come here,
he said. He opened his arms, and Gabriel and Emily moved to him for a big hug. He held them against his heart and kissed them both on their heads.
Thank you, Emily and Gabriel. Thank you so much. I will miss you.
We will miss you too,
said Emily.
You are a friend.
You are both my friends too. But I need to go now. Now I can go in peace. I have an appointment with Shakespeare in heaven. Think of me and read Hamlet.
Suddenly, there was a flash of lightning. When Gabriel and Emily opened their eyes, Arthur was gone.
I hope you will find Shakespeare in heaven,
said Gabriel, trying to look cool.
Me too. He deserves it,
replied Emily. When Gabriel and Emily got back to Uncle Bob's office, they were sad but happy at the same time, because they had helped Arthur find Shakespeare in heaven, and they had helped Yaren and the Aboriginal people find Pemulwuy's skull.
Are you okay?
Asked Uncle Bob, who was surprised to see them so sad.
Yes, yes, we're fine,
answered Emily.
Ready to go back home? It's late.
Yes, we're ready,
said Gabriel. Then they saw the book.
What's that book?
Emily asked her dad.
Oh, that? It's an old copy of Hamlet. I found it in the opera library. And look at this. It's strange.
Bob pointed to the first page of the book. Some words were written on the page. To Emily and Gabriel, with all my love and thanks, Sir Arthur Cardiff. Emily looked at Gabriel, and they both smiled.